Sonato said to do CRS at Zero, Wahoo Beatrice, Chis Sato said yes, Beatrice, you know you're allegedly trying to pork, man. No, some random person, but seriously, did you see her? Sick her feet in those boots with no socks, barefoot and shit. I said, ugh, are you fucking serious, Sonato? She's going commando in the black, well, she is right now. Sato said, I swear to God, man, I literally just saw it happen right in front of my eyes, bro. I said, oh, fucking kidding me? She's attended to shoes with no socks, no socks. Sonato said, not just shoes with no socks, we're talking boots, no socks. I said, that just, I don't want to say ruins it for me, alright, but Sonato said, I knew you'd want to know, see, because I know you feel the same way I do that. I said, about what? About feet? I wouldn't go, I don't know if I'll go that far. I actually appreciate a good foot, Sonato's, but I'm just, I mean, maybe her sweat glands are just not existent, that she's one of these girls that, like, never sweats, whose skin is preternaturally dry or whatnot. Sonato said, but still, there's no barrier, sweat aside, there's still no prophylactic separating foot from boot. I said, and I get that, but that in theory doesn't affect my taste as much as the increased probability of her foot stinking later, which would obviously mean sex induced. No, Sonato said, you email her yet? I said, nah, 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 not yet, I wanna make sure I'm saying the right thing.
But that in theory doesn't offend my taste as much as the increased probability of her foot stinking later.
Are you fucking serious, Stratos? She's going commando in the black boots she's in right now. Are you fucking serious, Stratos?
But that in theory doesn't offend my taste as much as the increased probability of her foot stinking later.
Are you fucking serious, Stratos? She's going commando in the black boots she's in right now. Are you fucking serious, Stratos? She's going commando in the black boots she's in right now.
But that in theory doesn't offend my taste as much as the increased probability of her foot stinking later. But that in theory doesn't offend my taste as much as the increased probability of her foot stinking later.
Pretty soon I don't know how much we're gonna be using our cocks.
The exact correct phrase, and you know that first email has to really hit, otherwise I'm fucked. And again, if she's going sockless already, maybe I shouldn't even bother. Maybe it's already a lost cause. Save myself sometimes. Sonato said, well, I mean, big picture is not gonna make much of a difference soon anyway. I said, what do you mean, big picture? I'm not gonna make much difference soon. Sonato said, well, I mean, you know, with the whole legislation thing that passed, pretty soon I don't know how much we're gonna be using our cocks anymore anyway. So like I said, maybe it's a moot point regardless. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? Stratos, I'm not gonna be using my cock soon. The fuck, you know I don't know. Watch the damn news. Why the hell would I cease using my penis in the near future? Stratos said, you know who Hunter Carlson is, right? I said, the prick with the bow tie, the one who smokes crack with hookers, right? Stratos said, the assistant vice president to the acting chairman of the Greater Galactic Bureau. Yes, him. Well, he just motioned forward this new legislation. Now, of course, nobody actually thought this thing was gonna pass, and of course not. There's plenty of nonsensical legislation every year that gets motioned forward and is, of course, dead on arrival. In fact, people are a little mystified as to how it got passed. I said, okay, but what did it propose? The actual legislation, Stratos. Well, the main gist of the legislation is a single requirement.
Why in the hell would I cease using my penis in the near future? Stratos said, you know who Hunter Carlson is, right?
That all male identifying citizens of Inner Saturn under the age of 40 would be strictly required to use their genitals or cock and balls, more or less, to clean all public services as deemed necessary by the state. I said, our cock and balls, Stratos, being used to clean public services, that's what you're saying? Like dick sponges? No, I don't like the sound of this at all. It strikes me as less than ideal. As to your previous point, how the fuck would something like this, Stratos said, even pass? I don't know, in a sense, when you think about it, it makes perfect sense. They've been trying to pass population controlling legislation for like a decade now for Inner Saturn, probably more than that, I said, but it never fucking passes. Even I know that, Stratos said, exactly. And then you just take a look at the derelict condition of all three of our major cities. The municipalities are overwhelmed from a sanitation perspective, which is obviously being driven at least in part by the unrepentant increase in population. I said, so you mandate the most fertile males that are required to essentially mangle their dicks cleaning up the cities that are being celebrated precisely by overpopulation? Sato said, exactly. I said, that's bullshit. Sato said, I know it's total bullshit, but it's not gonna be a reality extremely soon enough. I said, can't they, like, fucking filibuster or some shit, delay it in perpetuity or some shit, call a special people hearing or some shit so it, like, passes, but it's never actually enacted? Because, I mean, even if it's passed, it would just lead to a mass immigration. Sato said, sure, if anybody can actually get a visa Z.
Soon I don't know how much we're gonna be using our cocks anymore anyway, so like I said, maybe it's a moot point regardless. Like dick sponges? No, I don't like the sound of this at all. It strikes me as less than ideal. The municipalities are overwhelmed from a sanitation perspective, which is obviously being driven at least in part by the unrepentant increase in population. Why in the hell would I cease using my penis in the near future? Stretto said. You know Hugh Hunter Carlson is right. Municipalities are overwhelmed from a sanitation perspective, which is obviously being driven at least in part by the unrepentant increase in population.
Sure, good luck with that though. I said, you know, now that I'm thinking maybe I will shoot Beatrice a text. I'm not gonna like fuck her feet anyway. Wearing a foot job the first night, that seems preposterous anyway. Stato said our cocks are gonna be way worse condition than her feet soon enough. I said, that's total, I can't believe that. What a cunt house on Carlson is like. But like all the cunty things suggest, it goes to suggest possibly the cuntiest. Stato said it's cunty, it's suddenly brilliant as well. There's the muted cunt like brilliance to it at all. Like I said, you more or less have to respect it. Nobody has any idea how this guy actually got the legislation to pass. Hardly anything passes these days. You can't get a motion to increase the meal tax on death row. Yes, somehow this Carlson fuck manages to get legislation on a mass movement of liberal dick towels through both the state senate and the congressional republic. I said it's odd, it's anti-male discrimination, Stratos is pure war on the penis, that's what it is. It's the age-old jealousy of the phallus, phallic jealousy of the first order. You know, the first congressional republic has skewed female for some time now, Stratos said, but it's not like they're all dykes either. I mean, sure, there's certainly a feminine antagonism, but I don't know if there's a real market for actually extinguishing the phallus of inner Saturn and aggregating within the congressional republic. I said, that's actually not a terrible point. And then the state senate, that's like 90% chicks with dicks, not right, Stato's head, but again, not the demographics on the board against the phallus.
I said, you know, now that I'm thinking, maybe I will shoot be a false text. I'm not gonna lie.
I said, because we got the dick, they're just chicks. Stato said exactly, chicks with dicks run average, the most pro-penis demographic of inner Saturn. So again, the question remains, I said, how the fuck did Carlson get this shit to actually pass? If I have to start wiping down Burger King counters with my scrotum, I'm gonna be pissed, Stato's. Stato said, and like I said, good fucking luck getting a visa, see? I've heard the waitlist has already quadrupled since the news broke overnight. It could be 3 fucking years before you get out of here. I said, about that time, my entire penal faculty would be probably in such a state of disrepair. This is bad, Stato, this is a real concern. I'm Z-mailing Beatrice right now, I need to go on a fuck spree ASAP now. This is, no, it's very concerning. Stato said she might be more available to now that she's the only real silver lining here. I said that these girls realizing that they could be dealing with exclusively dirty things like a week, but they're gonna wanna get in their own fuck fest in the meantime. Stato said one would think it's a possibility. I said please don't say one would think, Stato's. One, it's a little pretentious, no, but either way, hey, hear me out. Stato said I'm listening. I said what if Carlson? What if Carlson is colluding with the congressional republic and the state senate and the interior ministry on this? What if this is an elaborate psyop? What if actually it's just a psyop of the highest order? Stato said, how so? I said, you threaten people with this potential loss of aggregate penis, right? Stato said, right, I said, which moves him to engage in weeks of unencumbered fuckfest, which makes the aggregate STI rates jump through the roof? Stato said, so you're not going to Z-mail Beatrice, then it's what you're saying. I said, I'm not saying I'm not going to, I'm just saying. Stato said that this could be a low-key euthanization psyop as opposed to a low-key population control campaign. I said, it's possible. It's something I'm strongly considering now. With that said, I just mean Z-mailed Beatrice. I can already see she's typing me back the little dots. Stato said, there's only one issue with that theory, though, this euthanization theory. I said, what is it? Stato said, STIs haven't been generally fatal for like 3 decades now. That's it, the whole bronch. Kill herpes operated the late 2190s. I said, so maybe the state senate, maybe they already have some insight into the potential second wave of bronchial herpes or an intestinal laser, some shit or something equivalent, you know, and that's factoring into the equation here as well. Stato said, see, now we're going just a little bit too deep into pure speculation, a little too far down the rabbit hole, from my opinion. I said, go ahead and say, Stato, you think that the theory that it's conspiratorial now? Stato said, well, I mean, kind of by definition. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. That doesn't ipso facto disqualify in my mind. I said, I don't know, to me, it's not really that crazy.
Sure, good luck with that though. I said, you know, now that I'm thinking, maybe I will shoot Beatrice a text. I'm not gonna lie, fuck her feet anyway. Stratos said, it's cunty yet subtly brilliant as well. There's a muted cunt-like brilliance to it all.
I said, because without the dick they are just chicks, Stretto said. Exactly, chicks with dicks are on average the most pro-penis demographic of inner Saturn. Stretto said, she might be more amenable to now, that's the only real silver lining here, I said. that these girls, realizing they could be dealing with exclusive liberty dicks in like a week. Not since the whole raunchy overseas outbreak of the late 2190s. Not since the whole raunchy overseas outbreak of the late 2190s.
Sure, good luck with that though, I said. You know, now that I'm thinking, maybe I will shoot Beatrice a text. I'm not gonna lie, fuck her feet anyway.
I said, because without the dick they are just chicks, Stretto said. Exactly, chicks with dicks are on average the most pro-penis demographic of Inner Saturn.
When you really think about it, like you said, this entire conversation, you're basically looking at him into the idea that Carlson somehow got this legislation passed through both the state senate and the congressional republic bodies. It's basically absurd. This makes no general sense so clearly that there almost must, by definition, be something of a conspiratorial nature that's going on here. Tonight, though, said perhaps, but at the same time, strange things do happen, strange events do occur. Without rational explanation, I just wouldn't necessarily go to the whole of STI deadly capabilities just on the precipice of entering the social fabric of Inner Saturn. And our own governmental bodies are intentionally passing legislation to promote its rapid spreading to the populace to kill off large swaths of people. That's all I said. She just replied. Shato said, what'd she say? I said, she's asking me if I'm a grip, if I have a foot fetish. Shato said, that's somewhat forward. I said, she said she thinks she knows me from some big toe group chat from a few years ago. I just emailed her saying I don't think I was in that, but then I'm not necessarily averse to toast. Shato said, that's not necessarily green endorsement. I said, it's the furthest I'm willing to go. I'm not going to lying, and I'm not gonna sign myself up for some shit that like the regretting my midnight be awesome. Let me see them toes type shit. Then get over there and just try and pull my joints out. You know, Stonato said that's actually pretty upstanding of you. There's a modicum of respect to it.
Without rational explanation, I just wouldn't necessarily go to the whole on STI of deadly capabilities is on the precipice of entering the social fabric of Inner Saturn.
I said she thinks she knows me from some big toe group chat from a few years ago. I just CMAILED her saying I don't think I was in that.
I said, fine, would you not try and fornicate? I thought we both agreed, Stretto said. I'm not saying I wouldn't, that's not it, I'm just saying. You know, the whole bare feet in the boots thing, right? Stretto said. Have you applied for a thesis yet? I said, as of maybe half an hour ago I had no notion of this phallic wash club legislation.
I said, I figure if this legislation thing is real, then there should be enable other opportunities for me anyway. Stonato said, right? I said, but what about you? Stonato said, what about me? I said, I mean, if she's gonna go hard on the whole foot fetish thing, I'll give you Beatrice's number. That can happen if you want, Stonato said. And I said, aren't you gonna try and at least get laid? And if all of this is true, isn't that a motivating force here? Stonato said, probably. I said, no interest in Beatrice. Stonato said, I said, she's not attracted to you. Stonato said, she's fine. I said, fine, would you not try and fornicate? I thought we both agreed. Stonato said, I'm not saying I wouldn't. That's not it, I'm just saying. I said, what is it you're saying, Stratos? I don't know. It kind of seems like you are trying to say you wouldn't. I just asked you if you wanted your number. You said, eh. Stratos said, let me marinate on it. Maybe. Anyway, you still interested in, right? I don't want to be like all over it. And then you're like trying to hang out with her. You know. I said, no, I get it. Stratos said, yeah, it's not a big deal. We'll figure it out. I said, you were probably just really turned off by, you know, the whole bare feet in the boots thing, right? Stratos said, have you applied for a visa yet? I said, as of maybe half an hour ago, I had no notion of this phallic washcloth legislation. I had no notion of it even existing. Never mind that it apparently passed, so I haven't. Stonato said, you probably should. I said, why? Thank you. Have you Strato said, oh yeah, I've had a VCC for a few months now. I said, really, you applied Strato said, oh yeah, way back when, this whole Hunter Carl Lipson thing happened. I've been rumored for a few months now. I figured that just in case, I go ahead and try to get a VCC ahead of it. You know, cover my bases. I said, oh, Strato said, what? I said, nothing. Then just said, I don't know, you didn't think to maybe give me a heads up at all. Strato said, it seemed like a low probability thing. I didn't want to, you know, bother you and shit over something that was an unlikelihood going to end up dissipating into the ether. I said, an unlikelihood dissipating into the ether, yet you still went to the trouble of applying for the visa Z yourself. Strato said just to cover my bases. Yeah, I said, I don't know in the abstract. I suppose I get it. Maybe it makes sense in the abstract, but I'm just struggling here, Stratos. Just a little marrying up this legislation being something that was at once a super low probability, yet also something you went to the trouble of applying to a visa Z over, yet also something you felt as though was little to no concern to tell me, to give me even a minimal heads up. Strato said, is that my responsibility now to watch the news for you? I said, I'm not saying it's your responsibility. Obviously, I'm my own person. You're your own person. I don't watch the news. You're somewhat of a political junkie.
You know, cover my bases, I said. Oh, Stratos said. What? I said, nothing. I don't know. You didn't think to maybe give me a heads up at all.
Obviously, in my own person, you're your own person. I don't watch the news. You're somewhat of a political junkie.
Strato said, I don't know if I would say I said, but you know what I'm saying, we're obviously our own people. I'm just saying that if I was planning to potentially flee Inner Saturn because of some apocalyptic draconian legislation, I don't know, I might be saying something to you, bringing up a conversation, broach the topic if you will. I might just say, hey Strato, are you planning on leaving Inner Saturn? You know, because we might be forced to pull our cocks out and wipe down dirty dishpans with them to perpetuity even of a deeply corrupt government. Strato said, in retrospect, sure, yeah, I guess I should have maybe made a point to mention something about it to you, perhaps as a fair assessment. Perhaps I should have made more of an effort to broach a topic during one of her routine conversations. I said, she just emailed me back. Beatrice, now she's asking if I want to come over Z-mail. Mind you, Strato said, are you or do you? I said, she's saying she just got back. Saying she just walked all the way from Garden View back to her apartment. Strato said, ugh. I said, you're not well. Of course you're not interested. Strato said, I think she's cute. There's nothing wrong with her. If she did mention anything about taking a shower at all, I said, Strato said, oh, now you're in. I said, no, I mean, as in, I wasn't technically lying when I said I wasn't necessarily averse to toes.
That if I was planning to potentially flee Inner Saturn because of some apocalyptic draconian legislation, I don't know, I might say something to you.
You know, because we might be forced to pull our cocks out and wipe down dirty dishpans with them in perpetuity because of our deeply corrupt government. Obviously, in my own person, you're your own person. I don't watch the news. You're somewhat of a political junkie. Obviously, in my own person, you're your own person. I don't watch the news. You're somewhat of a political junkie.